At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Carolina Panthers Football In My Mind podcast. I'm your host, Luke Farber. And what is in my mind today? Well, hey, win number two on the year, baby. You know, I know 2-7 is not exactly the record what we hoped for, but hey, we got a win. We were at home in front of the hometown fans, and Bryce Young led a comeback. Sure, he didn't throw the winning touchdown, but Chuba's our best offensive player anyway, and if he can run it in on the last drive to give us a win, hey, that's what we want, that's what we need. So great to get another win, great that it's at home, great that it's against the good old rival New Orleans Saints. So let's get into it, huh? How did the offensive line play? They played okay. You know, we're still, and especially in the first half, the operation is just clunky. You know, we got a lot of young players, including a young signal caller right now in there as Bryce, a lot of young receivers, young offensive linemen, new offensive line. We got a new center. We got a new left tackle in right now because of injuries. So the operation is just clunky. We're seeing a lot of false starts, some delay a game, illegal procedure, that kind of stuff. It is better than it was when we started the year. And that is something that if you're going to be a successful NFL offense these days and a successful NFL quarterback, you can't have those type of mistakes. I mean, yeah, sure, they're going to happen every once in a while, but it seems like we're doing it 2, 3, 4 times a game. And that can't happen. That just kills drives, puts you behind the sticks. So that's definitely something we need to continue to clean up. It definitely has something to do with the offensive line. Definitely has something to do with Bryce. And obviously, our communication along the O-line and our running game just hasn't been as good since Austin Corbett, our center, went out for the year. Hopefully, that can continue to develop that chemistry and that center play so that we can run the ball a little bit better like we were doing earlier in the year. We'll see. One of the things, you know, that I mentioned before, Chuba, our stud running back, scored the winning touchdown. That was his second rushing touchdown of the day. Finally gave the ball back to him. You know, he had a good 15 carries for 72 yards. That's probably not as many carries as he wants, but that's 4.8 a carry. And this game, as opposed to a lot of other games, the run-pass ratio was a whole lot more balanced. It's not 65-35 pass-run like it had been. It was almost 50-50 with 26 dropbacks and 23 rushing plays. So that was much better. And obviously, the offensive line did open up some holes for Chuba at that 4.8 a carry and the 2 touchdowns. But I also noticed within the last few weeks, he just may be showing some of the wear and tear of the season. You know, he's carried the ball a lot. He's been a workhorse for us. He's in the top 5 in the NFL in rushing yards. He deserves to be tired. We haven't had our bye yet, and running backs, more than any other player on the field, are going to get worn down, especially by season's end. So it's a good thing that Jonathan Brooks is coming in to help out. Although, also, to be honest, I'm a little surprised Miles Sanders hasn't gotten some more play, and Raheem Blackshear. I mean, Blackshear carried the ball very well for us the last couple of years, and he doesn't seem to get in the game at all, which is, you know, the coach's prerogative, and obviously I am much more in favor of a lead back scenario where if you got a guy like Chuba and you can ride him for 20, 25 carries a game, do it. He's going to get better as the game goes along. He's going to wear down the defense, especially with his physical running style. So that'll be interesting to see. as the season progresses. Will Chuba continue to wear? Will his usage need to be decreased? And how will that be supplemented? You know, Brooks was our second round pick this year, and we haven't seen him on the field because he's been recovering from an ACL. And, you know, once he gets back onto the field, he's still going to have to work himself into shape and get over those mental hurdles it takes when you've had such a significant injury like that, that has kept you out for so long and has been such a hard road back. So we'll see how all that works out. But the running game was solid against New Orleans. Let's keep working on that. Keep finding running lanes to open up play action and hopefully save Bryce a little bit of stress back there. So how did Bryce play? Bryce, in my opinion, this was his best game as a professional. And I don't think it was really that close, you know, especially when you look at the first two games of this year, which were just awful. You know, last week, the week before, even in the loss to Denver, I thought he played okay, better than he had been, you know, his rookie year and early this year. So able to get a win at home against a division opponent this week. And we know technically he had the one interception, but that really shouldn't be on him. That was maybe the best throw of the day by him, dropping it in the bucket to Leggett 30 yards downfield on the sideline. And it was just an amazing play by the DB. Leggett catches the ball, and then he just swats at it, takes it away. You know, technically, it probably should have been a fumble, not an interception. But so in my mind, Bryce did not turn the ball over. He did a very good job of protecting the ball. Like I was saying, the operation is still clunky. And in the first half, there was not much flow to the offense. So being able to get into that flow in the second half, make adjustments, and make some big plays was huge for Bryce and the offense. Now, you know, the referendum on Bryce's career is far from over. It will need to see how it progresses. Obviously, there's what's left of this season, and, you know, there's the future. But obviously, we can't think about the future yet, because who knows whether we might want to make a move after the year's over to bring in another quarterback who we might like better. I don't know. We'll see. A lot of it is going to depend on the end of this year. And one of the things that I really want to praise Bryce for this last week, and yeah, his stats weren't amazing. He only threw for 176 yards and one touchdown. But like I said before, I don't count the interception. He did not turn the ball over. He did not take bad sacks. He was able to get the ball out of his hands. And in crunch time, when we needed to score, we went down the field and we scored. And not only that, but we're doing it with two rookies at our starting wide receiver position. A first rounder and an undrafted free agent. Not only that, there's a rookie starting at tight end. And the other receivers, one of which who was a second-round pick from last year, so a second-year player and two rookies, we just traded him away. So, you know, that was the thing, you know, that everybody said, and they were right, that we did not do enough to support Bryce, to give him good playmakers, to give him a good offensive line, all that sort of stuff last year. It has been better this year. It's not great, you know, but with Adam Thielen on IR for the last 6 weeks and with Deontay Johnson now in Baltimore, he's playing with guys that have basically no experience or have been backups on other teams. And he was able to win an NFL game with that around him. So let's stop and let's appreciate that. I mean, he wasn't throwing to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Devin Achain. This is not the Rams. He doesn't have Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. he's gotten really inexperienced, raw talent that really is below a lot of rosters in the NFL, if not every roster in the NFL. So let's stop. Let's appreciate Bryce for that. And that's the type of thing that a successful and a really good to great NFL quarterback has to be able to do. They have to win with lesser talent around them. Period. Anyway, moving on. Bryce, good job. Looking forward to seeing you again this week, buddy. Those wide receivers and tight ends, the pass catchers, how did we do? Leggett, you know, he doesn't have a whole lot of volume as far as catches this year, but he's had 5 touchdowns in the last 7 games. He's making them count. He's making big plays. Obviously, you don't want the ball taken away from you on that catch and subsequent interception slash fumble, however you want to define it. But sometimes you just got to shake yourself off and say, hey, the DB made an amazing play and we got to get him next time. And he still is a rookie. He's learning the speed and the physicality and the intelligence of NFL defenders. And he got another lesson on Sunday. So the great thing is that he seems to be improving. Love to see that. Jalen Coker had another few really nice catches. Run after the catch. You know, these two rookies look like they might be able to play. Obviously, they're not ready to be number ones or even really number twos yet, but they're making some plays, and that is a big key. JT Sanders, our tight end rookie, had another great game. He had that hurdle and ended up running for 40-plus yards. So it's great to see that. In fact, I want to give a shout out to Dan Morgan and the scouts and drafting and all this sort of stuff this year. We don't know what the future holds, obviously, what the ceiling of these players will be, how they will develop from here on out. But if you look at our first, third, and fourth round players, we got some athletic playmakers on both sides of the ball. Leggett as a wide receiver, Trevon Wallace as a linebacker, and JT Sanders at tight end. These guys, even though they're rookies, inexperienced, and forced into the starting lineup because of injuries and lack of depth, they've been showing that even though they're inexperienced, they can run, they can hit, they can catch, and they can make a play or two. So bravo, Dan. Excellent job on those guys. We've yet to see Jonathan Brooks, our second rounder, and we may get to see him this week in Germany, so that'll be exciting. Moving on to the defense. You know, they played a much better game. Yeah, it wasn't perfect. Yeah, and everybody wants to point that to why Dennis Allen got fired, is that the Saints, like, doubled us up as far as yardage. Well, we were ahead on the scoreboard, and that's all that matters. In fact, in today's modern NFL, yard statistics really aren't a very good barometer of how good your team is or how many points you score, which is obviously the biggest thing. The reason why we were able to give up less points this week is because we held the Saints to 3 field goals instead of 3 touchdowns. That's something we had not been able to do. Basically all year. We've been letting over 70% of red zone touchdowns, which is awful. And our third down percentage is horrible as well. But hey, when it mattered the most, we got a little bit of pressure on Carr. We had sticky coverage down the field and we made plays. And that got us off the field at the right time. Didn't allow as many points and allowed us to get the win. Excuse me. Now, we still didn't have any turnovers. We need turnovers. We need to force more pressure. Luckily, DJ Wonnum should be back for his first game of the year. Our, you know, supposed to be starting defensive end who had surgery complications. Now he's finally back. We'll see what he can contribute to the defense. But it also has been nice in the last few weeks to see them flying around more, making more plays. Yeah, still giving up way too much, but there's a lot of fight in the group, and they are improving. So that is great to see. And Mike Jackson, hey, he made some great plays in this game. Really like to see him out there on the corner fighting hard. So excellent job, D. We'll see how we move on this week to the Giants. So anyway, let's get into that game. So obviously it's in Germany. Yes. Yeah. Munich. I'm not much for a German accent, I guess. But anyway, that should be fun. I've been watching some of the content the Panthers have put up, and it looks like a blast. Hopefully next time they're overseas, I'm not broke as so maybe I can go, you know, seeing Smitty and Pep and TD and Luke and Beast, you know, in the German pubs. Looks like a blast. So hope you all are having fun over there. And, you know, we got a 6:30 game, you know, 6:30 West Coast time. You know, I get to wake up at the crack and watch us play. So that'll be fun. Anyway, Bryce gets the start again. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Of course, with Adam Thielen practicing over the last couple weeks, I was certain that he was going to be able to play in this game, which was going to give us a huge offensive boost in the playmaking department. Well, he's not. But hopefully we should have Tommy Tremble back at the tight end position. But it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for Bryce, the offensive line, the receivers, the defense, everybody, just because of our injuries this year and our lack of experience and traveling overseas, the wear and tear on the body of that travel. We just don't know how the guys will physically be ready when it comes to game day. That's always kind of the question, is which team is going to handle the travel better? And we don't know. We'll see. So that's going to be a big thing. Will we have the energy? Will we have the wherewithal mentally and physically to play a good game in Germany? Anyway, yeah, which brings me to Bryce. He's still not going to have playmakers. So the interesting thing about this matchup is it's actually the Giants have the worst scoring offense in the league, and the Panthers have the worst scoring defense in the league. So something's got to give there. But hopefully Bryce can find some openings and get the ball downfield, and hopefully Chuba can hit the holes, because the Giants have a really good defensive line. Obviously, we know Brian Burns intimately, and of course, he will be fired up for the revenge game, not to mention Dexter Lawrence in the middle. And those guys are going to be tough to handle. And rookie from last year, Kayvon Thibodeau, their other end, they've got a really tough, explosive defensive line. So we're going to have to do everything we can to run the ball straight at them, put them on their heels, get Bryce on the move with misdirection, and keep the pocket somewhat clean for him. That is going to be key, obviously. And then can Bryce make something out of nothing again? The playmakers will not have improved. You know, we're not getting any saviors. We're not getting Thielen back. You know, Jerry Rice isn't walking through that door. So can Bryce make enough plays with his young, depleted receiving core? And will coach run the ball enough with Chuba to protect Bryce, the offensive line, the passing game, and our defense? That it's going to be a huge key to this game. And hopefully, because the Giants are so bad on offense, our defense, with as it continues to improve and his getting a starting defensive lineman back, can we make enough plays to win the game? Can we hold them to threes instead of sevens like we did against New Orleans? That is definitely going to be key. And biggest thing in there is stopping Malik Nabers. Obviously, our secondary has struggled mightily with playmakers and big time plays this year, and he's as explosive as any guy in the league. So what are we going to do to stop him? How are we going to keep him hemmed in is going to be a big key on defense to see if we can win this game. Luckily, Darius Slayton is out for them. Good wide receiver. So, you know, they have one less playmaker to rely on. So that should give our defense a little bit of an edge. Anyway, I'm excited for the game. I think we got a chance to win. We're heading into our bye week. This would be amazing if, you know, after starting 1-7, we can go into our bye week 3-7. You know, I'm not laboring under any delusion that we can win the division still, but you start winning games, you never know what can happen. And we want to win games. Keep pounding, bro. I mean, this is it. This is our time. There is no other time. So go out, take Munich. Bryce, show them what you're made of. And let's get another win. That being said, I'm going to take the Giants to win the game for the same reason I took the Saints last week. With that lack of experience on the playmaking on the offense side of the ball, I just don't know if we're going to be able to score enough points. And I think last week we got a little bit lucky when Chris Olave was injured and knocked out of the game in the first quarter. Because I think if the Saints have their number one wide receiver to go with Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill, I think they probably score enough points to beat us. Luckily, that didn't happen. But we're still going to have to be able to score enough points to beat the Giants, even if they score their weekly average of 15 points. We're going to have to score 16. And with the Giants' excellent defensive line and, you know, our limitations on offense, that's going to be tough. I really want to lean towards us pulling it out just like we did last week, Bryce and Chuba leading the way. But until I see it again, it's hard for me to go there. So let's see it again, Bryce and Co. Let's take Munich. Let's take Germany down. And let's come back to the States in our bye 3-7. Keep pounding. Go Panthers. Have fun on Sunday.